But the thing,
but
have
yo,
different fetishes.
No, look, I mean, man, me if I wanna fuck you with your glasses on as a fetish,
that's
we can understand
that.
That.
Okay, but
yeah, like bro, John is blind half the time. Like that's okay.
But then I feel like we have to draw, a line somewhere.
Have you seen? This is a confession. I met a babe back when I was just off a like 5 year, 6 year relationship. Bro, I was like, the first babe I meet, it's on site. Get there, this babe has prepared full mapocho pochos, my G.
Mm-hmm.
Mapocho pochos. I'm like, yo, so Nairobi, there's a level. Like basement, basement one, basement two. Where you go to for a booty call, and a babe prepares a whole feast for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool. I start eating said feast. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Me nakula, nakula, me nafikira, eh, maze. But her cooking is so good. Let me land. You're in. Let me land. Mini me dishi, ni me feel fiti. It's time to get things going. Girl is putting her hand in my mouth.
So,
her thing is,
mm-hmm.
She only gets sexually aroused if I fucking vomit on her.
Yeah.
Blood. So you are mapocho pochoing me here. Like at the end of the day, it's still your thing. Tell me how does it feel living that good life? Never ever. Wait. This is gonna get hella conspiracy theory.
That's our area of expertise.
Have y'all seen this pneumonia thingy outbreak in China?
Yes.
And
I'm
how?
Concerned. I'm concerned because they're taking it very seriously.
Like, wait, me, I need you to tell me. Does it have?
They're taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking it very seriously.
Pasi kokwangu.
I unta kupiga pesa saizi.
Man, chill.
Like inakuwasha hivyo vyote. Si wote tunajua jaji susulia.
Yeye ndo kajina hapo.
Someone had to say. Sisi
tunajua jaji susulia.
We know. Check mind that.
Jemo na mana jina podcast ni. Jemo una
sisi wote tunajua. Tunajua jaji
kama na
title.
Jemo sisi wote tunajua.
Ndeka. Check it. Jamo, John anakunya ile konyagi yake ile kana.
Acha hem.
Chukoka.
This is
the
character.
Chukoka.
Imeisha.
Yeah, nini, check this blue nini.
Do you best up?
The brothers. No, she needs something to chase it.
Oh,
when is chase na best?
Hey, unataka ku chase my best.
Ataaga dunia. Hey, but John, you look like you can take a beating.
A what?
A beating of alcohol. Let me specify. Ukisikia Joanna counting her age, yeah? I told you, 2000, don't count.
I imagine.
She don't count.
What wangu kwa nyumba yangu wako hizo mamiaka.
You understand? Yeah? Have you seen this thing? Me, my question for
wait,
you.
Wait, they're taking it seriously.
Yes.
Me, very seriously.
Like, many jokes.
You know, okay, they're taking it seriously because of the precedent of COVID.
Yeah.
Of course. But then again, you know, if a large number of population is getting sick, be serious. Because you don't know if it's something new. You
yeah.
don't know if it's a reaction because of the previous...
Especially since you just came out of lockdown.
Because China's lockdown took very long.
Hey, you could really share this year.
But you know, it's because they took it with the seriousness that everyone should have taken. So, you can only...
Kenya, we were up.
That's how you are. But you know, since it's going to benefit here, our climate...
Yeah.
If it's hot, you can get sick.
Where is the water to water jua?
Makamasi pote kwa mapua hapo nje. Sorry, Misha.
Strong.
Because even our baridi is not that.
It's not
baridi.
Yeah, but imagine hiyo baridi yenye niliona yao. I see why that thing spread so much. It is just cold and then the virus is just there.
Last closet on the wall.
That could be
the bottom was
open. It's pneumonia, an airborne disease.
Make sure Pedro doesn't go inside.
I don't know. Can guess it.
It's an airborne disease.
What?
Pneumonia.
It is.
It's an airborne disease.
It is.
I can get I can transfer pneumonia from me to her.
You can. You can. Similar.
Sure.
I promise you. You can. You need to fact check. I can fact check this for us.
I didn't know pneumonia was an airborne disease.
Let me just fact check this. Is
chocolate
yeah? And then you see the thing with the dog, yeah. But some types of pneumonia are airborne.
Eh?
Yeah.
If not, pneumonia is
let me read this for you. Is pneumonia contagious? Yes, some types of pneumonia are contagious, meaning it spreads from person to person. Pneumonia is mostly spread when people infected cough, sneeze, or talk, sending respiratory droplets into the air. These droplets can be inhaled by close contacts.
I didn't know that.
It is.
I didn't know that.
Pero was born on the 13th of September 2023. She's the last born.
Fresh.
But I just like that she likes TV.
We're
born again.
Yeah. Manze.
Next year.
Have you all named this story of this babe who masturbated with a dildo, her mom's dildo? Yeah.
So that story, that's fucked
up. Auntie, her mom.
In our culture, she write a pattern. Taboo.
Kujia kwanza. She masturbated with her mom's dildo.
She went and found.
She was in her room. Chinya kitanda.
Yeah, there was a box.
What are you even doing in your parents' room?
So let me give the girl a story. So she goes into her parents' room. No, in the iko kiasi. Ikinini, there's apple juice in there. I don't know if you chase with apple juice.
No. There's apple juice. Yeah.
The plot thickens. Doreen understands. I tell you, okay. So there was a box underneath her parents' bed. She takes out the box. Inside, she finds a dildo. Thick, veiny, whatever. Proper dick, yeah. She takes it, she masturbates with it, comes countless, couple of times to her gratitude, to her satisfaction. Here's where the plot thickens. Yeah? She looks at the dildo, it has initials on it. The initials were Skumbuki, the initials, but they're her dad's initials. Like, that is her father's custom made
replica
dildo. Discuss.
Ndio maana ufai kushika vitu za wazazi. Hata mlango usishike, mlango ya bedroom yao.
We are Africans. We are Africans.
Oh my God, that is so wrong.
But is it though?
It is. Okay, there's no way you can swing it.
Is it though?
But let me tell you, how old
you've not fucked your dad
to know. That you can't share a dildo.
You cannot.
You can't even find somebody else. That is not yours. As I mean, dildo at Doreen, the most I will do is pack it nicely for her and keep
okay,
it.
Okay. I have no thought.
Even if I found it in your sitting room, me, I will leave it there.
Yeah.
That is your business.
Unless the jua was as wako anakuta and me and Doreen itaitoa ni peleke kwa room yako, but I can't put it in my vagina.
Okay.
That awe your dem pia yako na tafuta kitu.
Yeah, akuna shida. How are you that comfortable in your parents' house?
White people bullshit.
Who? The white?
Yeah.
How many hours to mayonnaise? Ah.
Honey, fucking.
Okay, makes sense.
Close down America.
I was thinking an African parent because I build America as a chimia kitana. No, African parents hide everything. Why you cannot find them?
Shouldn't I? Yeah. Yeah? Buddha closed down America for 8 months. At least. Yeah?
Usually see them. Have you ever just sat down and watched Dr. Phil? And you see this family crazy.
Ain't that like script and script?
I would never fight with my sibling like that. Yeah.
I'm
going 1 minute, you guys already on dildos.
Bro, you know how this podcast moves.
Is all.
Me, I like the TikTok stories. The one that first hand, the one oversharing, something that.
Eh, Patrick,
at gunpoint.
I can never admit.
Like, y'all have seen this meme, yeah. Cut the show, I'm done.
Yeah.
Y'all have you seen the full interview? Hey. Cut the show, I'm done.
It's the one where this chick was vacationing with friends.
in Mexico. And then the mom calls her, panicking. And then she's worried because she's telling her mom, come on, panicking, or basi, I'm coming back. Because she's wondering what's happening with the mom. Then the mom tells her she's pregnant. She's like, hey, okay, so come on, go pregnant, basi.
Sorry, you're an adult. Take the bottle, a kokoju. Where she can't reach.
So then another market mini pregnant, and imagine asking your own mother what born a pregnancy means to her. Then the mom tells her she's pregnant by the daughter's boyfriend.
Okay. Do you know how white
I saw it too.
Do you know how white that is?
And then no, they were black. And then
Black Americans have a problem.
And then nah, check me. Your. There's no way, Sarah. Your mom is fucking your boyfriend. There's no way.
She can't even
look at you. Even here, that's
not
even.
I'm going to go in a man. But
and then now the boyfriend's family are calling her. Asking her why doesn't she come around anymore?
Again, they're saying that's not possible.
When I don't come around anymore, I'm coming to tell you the tea. I don't know how I'm back at the dad was
almost passed out. Then you know what thought about the dad.
The dad almost passed out. That's like, but I just like, what?
Exactly what?
But you think that's bad?
No, like me, Kenya. Me,
I mean, it happened.
Me, I need y'all to give me a story.
Yeah.
Of when a Kenyan babe was fucking the same man as her mom.
Kunazo. And I took on news.
This is what I need to tell you.
I need to watch news.
The guy went abroad and I think came back. So when he comes back, he finds that this girl has been sleeping with the younger brother. The brother is like 19. And then now, the next story after that, that was just the starting episode, the short episode. The next episode, this guy finds out that the girlfriend of the fiancé has been sleeping with her uncle.
Oh, Lord.
With the guy's uncle.
And for cash.
They met at a family function where Alimpeleka. So the guy, the uncle of the guy, has been sponsoring their life.
Me by this is a jam.
There's one on
sponsoring our life.
What was the Kubali Mdemoko Kulwena Anko Yako?
Okay. Now.
As you know, there's a kid too comfortable in Najua too. Mnashia Kunye na Anko Yako.
Not to Nakutana family gathering.
Imagine. Namu Kanyate, bro.
Na every alternating weekend, they may want to show. Sikoi Wisquay.
The craziest one I had. This chick, so she goes, there's this guy, I think he spent like $6,000 on her OnlyFans. So,
fuck.
And then she comes to find out.
Jemo, just how much is $6,000 in Kenya?
She comes to find out. Guess who has been spending that money on her OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
The stepdad.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
I say, okay, come on, what?
It's not your dad.
But it's your stepdad.
That's your
mom. No, but if it's dad,
what has it done to me?
Exactly. What pass?
Would you have your stepmom watching your OnlyFans?
I'm going to watch
and pay good man.
No, the thing is, me and Ulysses would
ask Doreen and pay good man.
Would you sleep with your stepmom?
If she's fine.
You're not any porn.
No, if she's not.
You chop.
You, what are you saying? So long as she's not blood.
By the way, fuck, the Kenyan constitutions allow you to smash your cousin.
Your man, Asema. If this is
your cousin,
if I happen to go to bed and I find you guys.
Because it's the law.
Atuwezi kwa level 1. Okay, let me say down there. Ali Mungu atuweke level 1.
Tuwezi kwa level 1.
Kwa sababu hapo na umekosea.
Hapo.
Cause na imagine. Hey. Hapana, anyway, mimi nataka kufunga OnlyFans.
Ai, mbio. Mbio. OnlyFans. Pali mefika natambua. OnlyFans.
My feet can actually do
it. I saw some chick was confessing to the mom that she's opened an OnlyFans. And then it was a prank. The mom asked her, so how much have you made? She was like, and then she goes like some ridiculous number, like $10. The mom laughed. You've only made $10. And for you're making a million.
but only fans in our
wait, era. Let's go there. Let's go there.
Pero.
How many of our parents will let it slide?
Hey, my right mother's tender room. Right to town, baby.
Yeah. Right no, with all this black tax shenanigans going on.
Bro,
you go and you tell your mom, hey, here's 500K. Here's 500K that I've made from OnlyFans. Okay? You take it. That's and
but your mama
and you can expect
that amount every month.
Every month. How many of our folks will let it go?
Close their eyes. Ni pesa ngapi unakuja
na? As a selling point. Ukiombe sio you're making $5,000.
Hey. Exactly.
No my mama.
Ngoma na kushikia camera.
Imagine my mother would not accept that money.
You know how I know my mom would draw the line?
Yeah.
My mom, we had a discussion with my mom about my Marvel addiction.
Yeah.
She just like, this obsession you have with Marvel is not
healthy.
So for cosplay, only fans. I was just like, if my mom is not comfortable with that, only fans.
Me actually got DM'd by an OnlyFans babe.
What there?
Shake my hand. Nobody will ever know. Who? How will they know?
But only go back. Look at my feet. See, we can do Fit Finder.
Imagine if you can't just
meet. Me, nenda kufungua Fit Finder account.
Me, I will tell you if you want to just meet, but me, I would never. But you.
Me, nenda kufungua Fit Finder account. Tawa peleka out.
Please do. Please. You remember us.
What happens on that app?
Fit Finder. Yeah. You just take photos of your feet, and then now people tell you what they want.
What they want in terms of?
Bro.
And it's like a combo and look at your mefi. Na feet yako iko hapo.
Bro, have you? No, you know.
Let me show you. Okay, where's my phone?
You go. I look. Wait.
Not yet.
Inaweza kuasha fungua.
Let me show you what,
look,
what I am going through in this.
Look, I understand the feet fetish, but have you seen this friend of mine who was given $20,000?
Mm-hmm.
She has big boobs. And this girl is just like, I want you to eat fries, a burger with extra ketchup, and I want to see it pour on your boobs.
I might do that. They so have big boobs.
20,000 USD cash money.
For you to pour on your boobs.
I just need you to see. I want
to
see.
That is even enough for you to go and get a boob job and do it.
Imagine.
You can actually go get a boob job, do it, and still get money.
Wow.
Who did I send this thing to?
Like, I'm not the one to judge fetishes.
But the thing.
But
yo. Different fetishes.
No, look, I mean, man, me if I want to fuck you with your glasses on as a fetish,
that's
we can understand that.
Okay, but
yeah, like, bro, one. John is blind half the time. Like, that's okay.
But then I feel like we have to draw a line somewhere.
Have you seen, this is a confession, I met a babe back when I was just off a like 5-year, 6-year relationship. Bro, I was like, the first babe I meet, it's on site. Get there, this babe has prepared full mapocho pochos, my G.
Mm-hmm.
Mapocho pochos. I'm like, yo, so Nairobi, there's a level. Like, basement 1, basement 2. Where you go to for booty call, and a babe prepares a whole feast for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, cool. I start eating said feast. You understand? Mi nakula, nakula, mi nafikira, eh, maze. But then her cooking is so good. Let me laugh. Jorin, let me
laugh.
Minimal dishi, nime feel fitty. It's time to get things going. Girl is putting her hand in my mouth.
So?
Her thing is, she only gets sexually aroused if I fucking vomit on her.
Yeah?
Blood? So you are mapocho pochoing me here. Like at the end of the day, it's still your thing.
Yeah, but on your food, eh, mali,
hey. And that is when I knew. Fetishes. Fetishes are fucking dangerous.
I can block this guy.
It's this. But
you know, you can't yak somebody's yam, so.
But I still feel like we need a fucking line.
Wait, chill.
Sarah, if you turned it down on Kuna and it'd be all inclusive trips every month.
If you've been looking that, you're most likely to have gotten
this dude wants me to poop on him.
For real.
Thank you. I was so shocked. In my head, I was.
I feel like if you've been on dating apps, you've definitely gotten.
I have a question. Is he African?
I'm not on Tinder.
No, like no, I knew at one point you have been.
Is he African? Yes!
You sure?
Let me tell you.
I've been on Tinder.
Let me tell you. I was so shocked because he is very African. This dude is hot. When I tell you hot, a hot black man with a proper beard. Just for him to ask me that, and I was like, what the hell? Even on my talk, so absurd. I was just like, no.
Wait, Doreen, when do we need to hear that IG reel of filling a condom with poop, freezing it, and then dildoing it?
It has a name, actually.
It's called Igloing.
Yes.
It's called what?
Igloing. Like igloo, but ing.
You do what?
You put poop in a condom. You tie it.
I've heard of it, but I've
you put it in the freezer, and then you use it as a dildo.
Friends.
There's no need to be a yo.
Bro, I need to go through my IG DMs to finally get that.
I mean, go down, man. Me, I'm just doing normal sex.
Protected sex.
You know, there was a time we thought kinky sex was just handcuffs.
BDSM, whips, 50 Shades of Grey.
But dating apps are crazy.
I want you to shit on me with different views. Like, he'll pay for everything. Anywhere I want to go.
What is different views?
Sam. Bora Tutskoko, bitch.
Everyone has a price.
I have to be able to sleep at night.
With an open mind.
No, that is too cheap.
And an open heart.
That is.
Me think I'll be feeling so guilty. Like me, lip to my fiancé.
Me, I'm African, man. I cannot kuroga. Cause yo, marangapi. Si tumeishi tukijua wachai wanakimbia huko nje naked.
Imagine.
Wanakuja wana poop kwa front doorstep yako. Such shit. And you want me to fucking poop on you? And then there's just the vlomasima dignity. Blood? I can't fucking pee on a babe. Heck, Jemo. Can we pee when hard? Me, I can't.
Some people can.
Bro,
think about it.
Jemo.
No, wait a minute. Have you ever peed when hard?
Maybe in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning, yeah, you unanuna na hivi. Doreen, would you have craved it too? You see, when you're aroused, you can't.
Okay,
Doreen
is gonna
jaw. No,
let's come.
But like you see, like squatting for a babe, fucking but open
then,
the window.
But then, yo, no, it's also different because
squatting for a babe is.
Can do it on demand. Uncle can't at all.
Here's the thing: squatting for a babe, there's the on-demand bit. There's the dick has gotten you
on
there.
On demand, I feel like you're just susuring.
And then wait, well, and then there's like how you get her there.
I think how you get her there.
This has to go off mics. But
you guys didn't let me say something. I'd say you tell me some weird things, weird relationships you've had, you've seen on the net. But there's a guy who confessed he's been sleeping with his grandmother. Blood.
Yo.
Blood.
You think that is worse?
Blood. Bro, that's the worst thing I've ever had.
Jamo, let me show you. Let me show you now.
I know.
You sneak me a 200 bob under the table. Jamo, let me show you that that's not the worst. He's the worst one. Yeah.
Bro, they create the vibe once. They go smoke a blunt.
Hey,
smoke a blunt. There was a chick who on a podcast. Mm. She said how she went over to this guy's place and the mom was there.
Whose mom?
All three of them.
Whose mom?
The guy's mom and her.
Blood mother.
Yes.
You think that is bad? This other one.
Because the guy's mother was showing what to do.
Yeah.
The end times, my guy.
This other one confessed. Huh? Her mother, listen, her mother sliced her on her husband. Husband kicks her out of their house. Her mother moves into this house.
Baba yake ame daddy at this point.
No.
The plot thickens.
You heard this story?
Yeah.
Bro, Wally switch.
Bro, Joanne is your babe. Huh?
Yeah.
You kick Joanne out, you take Joanne's mom. Joanne moves, Mama Joanne moves into your house.
And then she takes my
time. You and Joanne have kids. And now you're taking time training your kids to stop calling Joanne's mom grandma and start calling her mom.
Oh my God. Those children will be so traumatized.
Yeah.
They will fuck
up. It doesn't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma dies.
Mm-hmm.
Jemo goes back to Joanne. Once Joanne back in, like nothing didn't happen. Like
Joanne therapy.
Okay, the one I had was the guy started dating the mom. And then.
Let's be very clear. Say blood.
Wewe na Joanne.
Say blood.
I love Wewe, wanted to date Mama and Joanne because you guys are having an affair. Because Joanne is pissed, she leaves and she leaves with the kids.
Uh-huh.
So, and Mama and Joanne akona bwana Baba ya Joanne. So she leaves Baba Joanne kukuja. Na wewe. Ninyi mnakaa miezi tisa, unachoka na yeye. Ana left Baba Joanne and I'm take back.
Alafu Joanne anarudi.
Hapana.
Niggas used to be niggas.
Would have been a perfect world for you.
Man, zero responsibility.
Ana Rudy.
Like, how did you
feel? But I want any mayonnaise people.
I could see.
No, but the sound
bro.
Fucking closed down America for 8 months.
Imagine it's not just there, it happens everywhere.
There's someone who confessed this and append up Pua. Literally.
Yeah, that's what I know.
In the
mouth.
You're not told
of Golden Child.
You're not told of
Golden Child.
No, you don't
know. But now, Ola Kaiduna. Okay, cool.
What's my piece? Oh, Colossal.
Peace? John.
On this spectrum,
being is like
yeah, in the middle
like, east.
Being is, I just need to beat this one bottle strong. Oh my!
And that's what
and you've been seeing this, Nini.
That girl was
this was this TikTok trend of from you keep playing the victim, playing the something. Is that something has been trending? So, mtu anasema you keep playing the victim, alafu I keep playing the victim, and then wanapana confession. And then the confession of this chick was just like, but you're the one who's letting your dog eat you out.
And those ones that
okay, that's up and Nairobi will be
way back. No, you're not paying a lot, is it?
No! Bro, I refuse.
I refuse.
There's no way y'all are gonna drag Pero's name through the mud.
The shocking factor was, how do you put that on social media? Like, imagine not one is like, yeah, for you.
I mean, I don't need that point.
But isn't that it? Like, this babe was gonna need to ensure the ex that he likes getting his ass eaten. In 2023, that is light work. But back when she was doing it, it was a whole ass thing. You know? And see, it brings in a whole different conversation, you know? Like wow, people wired? Because bruh, if I was the one eating your ass, trust you me, I'll not fucking let that leak.
Utamua.
Joan fucking go in my bedroom and just leap.
Man!
How are you prevented from leaking?
No, like me, I know if I was eating your ass, I won't say. And you like your ass getting eaten, you would say.
Or you're both compromised.
Jamo's one. Compromise.
Both compromised.
Both compromised.
If you lay down that route, I will say something even more nefarious.
Which is?
See, do it, tafikiria.
Exactly.
She says, mwanaume akikwacha unaambia mabishi zake. Yeah, he left me for his friend.
He's gay. Yeah, he's gay. True.
It's an interview where this guy goes. Subscription. Umecheki.
People are so evil.
So fucking diabolical.
Jomo
is dark.
I go tell you, but is it the way?
It's too hot. But
where?
Like where? I've met Jemu Lisa. Like where is the line between fetishes and just a fucking crime?
But could you call them a crime? Because these are things people want.
And then we check you for like at the fetishes. At the fetishes are inherited. Me bro, you see how Pero, you see.
Don't think about it, cause if you think about it, it's crazy.
No, like have you seen how Pero likes leaking liquor bottles? Mm. Usually think that's my grandma. My grandma, if she was still alive today, she'd have given me my first shot. She'd have gotten me hose. She'd have given me my first cigarette.
Hes.
Yeah, come but on. Then.
Pero and your grandma
want
this. What is this?
Nanyima Pero drink and she's my shosho? What the fuck? Who nyimas his shosho? A drink.
Ni Pero and the grandma, what?
Seriously. Now you want me to think.
We can't be serious about that. There's nothing serious.
That's
about
the fetishes I like doing in the confines. Pero melalo. The fetishes I like doing in the confines of my bedroom, that is inherited from my shosho.
I don't think about Sana.
Godza, it's similar. Have y'all, like, Jumo, your firstborn, Jumo is lastborn. John is the only child. John is second last. One. Last one, sorry.
The first one.
First one. Sarah?
Last one.
Okay, me, I'm the first one. Doreen, let me have a conversation.
Watoto wapi?
Watoto wanyamaze.
Kids! Kids!
Watoto wanyamaze.
Kids, keep quiet. I work in cyber security. No. Nigga, keep quiet. Kids, keep quiet. Doreen. In this one, your firstborn, huh? When your lastborn was made, was born, eh? Were you past class 6? And you fucking knew how a baby is made.
So, mi na relate hapa hivi peke yangu.
Do you know how it fucks you up?
It does.
Knowing that sex had to happen for your mom to get pregnant and give birth to your last born sister or brother.
Bro, that
no, for me.
And then, let me land. Don't you mash up the first engine. Nataka ni take off. Ni no, get cruising altitude, ni land. And then,
yeah.
Wait.
Now, if my mom
like, right now,
wait.
What are you doing?
Wait.
At your big age.
What were you doing?
Wait.
At what time? Why weren't you home by
Sarah, six? Sarah, that is not it. And then you start doing the 9 month, 8 month calculation backwards, and you realize.
No, the day.
You see that 1 month mom wasn't home.
Your time.
That shit. Fucking poor me.
Sasa ukifanya tu yako unajua kwa ni mtu wa Valentine's ama mtu wa birthday.
Mimi ni mtu wa Valentine's.
Lakini mimi
bado mimi ni kidogo stuff. Mimi ni msee.
Ni mapenzi yenu wake havia.
January. January salaries. Ile salary
ya kwanza hiyo.
Pap kumsee. Ndai alena kasuka masa na check ndio salo nini.
That shit. It fucking beats you up so bad.
But then when you're older, I feel like you begin to...
And then you start imagining how your mom bones.
You see your parents as people. Yeah, I think you understand. You see them as people. And you start saying...
No, if I see my dad ukonjo na kaschana...
Okay. No,
I won't...
Let me tell you the best thing to
Joanne,
do.
It's a kaschana
Yeah, imagine the best thing to do is just threaten that man and eat his money because he will never change.
Yeah.
Kama kuna wasichana, threaten him. Mwombe nilikuona na nani na nani. Na edo na nipatia doa mana kuseti.
The dad.
Hey!
Simple.
Crazy.
Ah, but then me, I'll do that.
What are you not going to do? He's not going to change. He's going to lie to you that I've stopped.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is hurt your mother. You're going to tell your mother this and I saw dad with this and this.
Yeah.
You're going to hurt her
feelings. But probably he had a reason.
And shut the fuck up.
I mean, let's play the
game. This is your mother.
His reason was he wanted to get laid.
Yeah, this man.
There's no other reason.
I'm
getting laid. Wait,
he probably just wants to understand Joanne more, so he's just going for advice.
Oh. So, no. Getting late is not a bad thing.
Exactly, it's consensual.
Getting laid is not a bad thing.
Have any of your mom's friend come to you for advice?
Yes. Mom, don't listen to this podcast.
They have.
Yes.
And then.
If I open my contact list, open my jam, mama nani, mama nani, mama nani.
What do they want?
It's not just that we fucking.
But what we try?
Mama chama.
We try.
Mama na head is some kubwa squeeze.
Fucking DM.
A striping man.
DM za hez.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Hit me up, I'll give
you.
Sarah, did you see the one I sent you last week?
Oh my god.
It was so bad. Sarah, open your telephone.
The females in Hezes caught
me. It was so bad.
Hawana, let me tell you.
It was so bad.
How gopi, how
are they? I'm a disclaimer. Mwachane na Hez, juseza kichwake na kwa kubwa.
For real.
Z.
Ati, okay, you know what? Mimi nimechoka kukana hii marriage certificate.
So I saw that one. I'm like,
nikuletea lini?
Hey. Is that a fucking pick? Yeah. That is so cringe.
Chana niketi chini akasema anakatupa. Hii itaingiza hex box.
It is so bad. I didn't even say hakuna kusign autographs.
Hey, she thought she hit.
Very.
Maybe. But unacheki it's so bad. Like you.
But anyway, how would you slide into someone's DMs?
How do you girls
like? Me, imagine me, I just go with my fucking intention.
How do you girls like? Kill them, say.
I go with my intention.
How?
See.
Jemo, I wanna chop.
I use the ending.
No chop money. Me, I want dicking. I want you to come over, hit this fucking vagina, and go home with it.
Jemo, I need
that's just straightforward. lakini
siwezi brother kujua. I open my DMs
sasa just to
you what I'm so man kuna watu wamekwambia wanataka wapige hiyo kitu hadi
bro kuna msali ni DM akisema
mimi swali yangu ni ushaikubali
z kuna dem anaitwa
wherever ah, yeah.
She was like kwa demu yako akifumble na kudinya.
Uongo.
Yaani kumsha ile.
Unajua pia shakuma.
Yaani kumsha ile sound bite ya King Kalala. Nimekuma. Kudinya.
Uya shakuma Ken.
Demu yako akifumble na kudinya.
Ambaye demu yako akifumble basi.
And then alafu nyima, nyima boy mnasema ngati madem tunakuwa atupangi straightforward.
Ngoza.
But zingine ziko cringe.
Acha acha hiyo, acha hiyo. Unatakio unatakio ya marriage. Unatakio ya marriage certificate.
But you have make a straight forward.
Hiyo ya marriage certificate is hella kienyeji. But bro, unacheki Demax mwanta kudinya. You fucking fear for your life.
It's a threat.
Cuz unajua ni wewe like you know us guys we are tuned like sisi ndo drive the conversation in that line
yeah, of work.
But bro, if I go out with Doreen and Doreen is like let's go back to my place. Hey, why?
The A, why?
Why?
Why
do you want me to go back?
Nimekuita uchimbe kisima. Uchimbe kisima. Tunataka kuona vile
kuchimba
hiyo kisima. Tunataka kuchimba kisima.
God.
Nitakumanejia nilipe 20% yangu nitafanya production kila kitu
marketing and everything
mimi ni wakusikitu na hizi zao ma DM
wote uko na the filter
when una decide what goes through what stays mimi
nakupangia inabamba
nakupangia schedule nakwambia hands 20 videos need to go out
this week chukua leave
we have to
make back
yo
Hey, and after that they give me my
energy.
You're good.
Munafurisha hairs kichwa sana.
Ah, zii maji.
Munafurisha hairs kichwa sana.
It's just fucking illegal, man.
Hair is going like
the price. You see the one who
But I am.
Let me tell you.
Niggas are the price these days.
Kwa TikTok yake and I was like, "What? Niyo mwenye the one who wrote that I'll fuck your ex and the sex is not that good."
Brother.
Uyakuli.
Yo.
Nah, she's okay. I promise you she's okay. Yeah.
I was like, "What?" Like, I don't just went and wrote that.
Do you know?
If I was Hez's ex, ningekuwa nakitishi ni mimi.
Man.
Mera ningejishuku.
Sana.
Ex wanambagani.
God said.
No, a guy.
A dude.
Replied and said, I'm dating your ex. And the sex isn't.
No, and the sex.
To a guy.
Alafu wana.
To me.
Alafu wana mwambia. And I see why you walked away.
I was like You know, that speaks as a testament to myself. Like, bro, what was I fucking doing in this relationship?
No, but also it could be Still, the guy. Cause you
can't. It's the guy.
Let me tell you.
Let's
you
put know, on the spot.
What
Where,
for me?
You were Nzuri or not?
Was there an ex?
Doreen, you're not gonna fucking crucify me.
Akana, was there an ex who you knew?
Yeah, you knew that.
The
sex was bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the deal?
I doubt.
Siuyo could spit on the back.
That woman has class.
I doubt.
You never know.
Class doesn't mean she has good sex, bro.
I doubt. Ah, that should be Dave. Mfungulia.
You must love that. And
then that's me. Hey, come to class and do a love that. Down.
Dave!
Don't you?
Don't you? This is my neighbor. Chunga siende inze. He just come in.
But then again.
Okay.
Tukofiti bana. Jiekele mali. Funga napi. Deva jiseti mali.
Like, what was the point Aye. Of
Hello, sir.
Exactly.
Coming, what was the point of him coming to tell you?
Exactly. Like why? That's like me going to tell Dave that I'm fucking his ex.
All of his ex.
No, what is your guys? Bro. Let me get you a glass.
Like what was the point?
Nikulete glass.
Like
as a man, why do you go and tell? Like that's like taking someone's virginity and going to tell the person, and someone else coming to tell you that I fucked the baby, took your virginity, have her virginity from. Do you know how sick that
like,
is?
What was the reason?
I think that they didn't.
Like, are you trying to show you're a better man than me?
Apana, I think.
But you can't be a better man than me if you're picking up scraps.
Apana has. I think that's.
But those are not scraps. Yes, it's not scraps.
Again. Dave, umekunywa konyagi safi ukinja, si ndio?
When
umpigie konyagi uniambie kaini konyagi safi.
Na boys sasa rudi hapo.
Okay.
Ame sikuja hapa.
It's bad.
Can't go.
Akimekaza vipi? Kuna kanini ina.
Iko na mchele.
Kuna ka flavor inakosa ya konyagi.
Maze.
Kuna ka flavor flani.
Let's just go to hell.
Usuli si changa.
Ni changa
hapa. Hadi si changa.
Changa ikwangiwe, hiyo kitu uchoma.
Eh,
alafu unajua konyagi.
Konyagi ina aftertaste.
Sorry.
Iko na aftertaste.
Like konyagi doesn't fight you when it's going down.
Went for like a tour for where they grew changa and stuff. Na tukaenda mpaka tukaonja.
Your childhood was bad.
Eko childhood ilikuwa nini?
Hizi
nguo za nini? Mtwaji za mtumba, nyazu zangu, yeye ndo anatumia ngaku nini?
Bro, did you just call Muratina ratish?
But it's
not fucking
get out. Ratish. Yeah, my cool kids on it and ratish.
Joanne.
Can you
cool I can't. Anyways.
Don't even do it.
Back to what we're talking about. Why the fuck would you come to me as a man to tell me you fucked my ex?
Mm-hmm. How does that, what's the point?
Alafu unaniambia, I see why you left. Okay.
Maybe, bro!
Maybe assurance, maybe nataka kukua like, ama, is it me? Ama pia wewe ulikuwa hivi.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would snitch on you. I'd call my ex and be like, eh.
Take
but sasa hajui ni ex.
That's the thing, I don't know.
Instagram yake?
I don't know which, bro, it's anonymous messages.
Oh, yeah.
Not funny, FBI, sahi.
I make sense, bro.
We go to exes wako wajue the people they are moving around with.
Very shady people.
Maybe you say Alex Bateza reply kama ya, I knew.
It's like this, it's like I always have a
and then we make a conversation from it.
Comes and says that.
So uli mwambiaje?
I mean someone to war is a bro. Is a bro. Me maybe ni mibamba.
Uli kana hiyo small dick for 3 years. Why are you coming to announce to us right now? Shut the fuck up. Kama kuna beef na msee, don't include his private parts.
Yeah.
Don't wanna complain na kikupatia pesa.
Come rewind. Me and Dave to court now.
I never discuss my sexual whatever's outside me and my man.
If it didn't work out, it's embarrassing for me. So why would I go telling
everyone? Hey, auntie, I'm telling people now. Auntie, he's big. So guys will just be. So you were sitting.
I mean, I could dig shame
for 3 years.
Oh.
For 3 years. Shut up, Shanice.